Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve, 10 in the morning now, 97 and 1330 KNSS, 646 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Kansas COVID-19 cases now more than 74,000 with 952 virus-related deaths. As Kansas continues to report increases in coronavirus cases, Governor Kelly wants to meet with lawmakers about mask enforcement.
One.
Trump and Biden, final debate tonight, 8 p.m. on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes continue to pick up in the Wichita area right now. Still not seeing it causing any big traffic slowdowns at the moment. The gasoline prices in the Wichita area, more or less unchanged. We're still looking at an average around $1.92. I've seen some higher prices out there. Easy enough to find a lower price, $1.87 near Lincoln and Hydraulic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Wind advisory today. Windy and warm with a 10% chance for late day rain and a high of 84 degrees. Wednesday's high was 60. 60 yesterday, 84 today. Cloudy and cooler with a 70% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 38. So tomorrow morning, you're going to need a jacket. Friday, gradual clearing, breezy and cooler with a high of only 48 degrees. Burr. 84 today, 48 degrees, 38 degree difference. Now partly cloudy, south wind gusting to 25 miles per hour and 65 degrees. Oh, the weather is just going back and forth here in the fall season. Is this presidential election a source of unease for millions?
This is House Call for Health. A presidential election in a normal year can be stressful. Couple that with a global pandemic, and you might find the times a bit overwhelming.
People don't feel sure about anything right now. There's nothing to believe. That's what it is.
The unknown, you know, it's just, we don't know where it's going to go, you know, and it's just like that uncertainty on top of COVID and everything. It's just, yeah, it's a lot going on.
Some experts believe you could be suffering from election stress disorder, not sleeping, suffering high levels of anxiety, and being irritable. Dr. Stephen Stosny is a psychologist and blames this year's anxiety on social media, but believes these types of feelings may go well beyond Election Day.
It's going to morph immediately into headline stress disorder. You're still going to be getting those alerts about distressing headlines. And that's what happened in 2016. It never really went back to baseline.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street Wednesday as negotiations continue to drag on in Washington over delivering more aid for the economy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she's made progress with the White House on more economic stimulus, and she hopes discussions will continue. Even if they reach a compromise, it may face stiff resistance in the Senate. Stocks of social media companies rose after Snap reported even bigger jumps in revenue and in the number of Snapchatters than analysts expected. The S&P fell 7 points. The Dow lost 97 points, and the Nasdaq gave up 31 points. 6:59, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, hello. As we close in on the election, I'm hearing more economic doom and gloom predictions from my friends on both sides of the political divide. If a Democrat becomes president, the markets will tank. Or if the current president stays in office, the recession is going to be bigger than 09. Well, we make our investment decisions heavily upon past performance. I can't tell you whether one administration will outshine the other in the future, but you might be surprised when we look back in history. Since the oil-induced stagflation recession of 1973 to 75, the 1980 to 82 energy crisis, the 1990 Federal Reserve, the 2001 dot-com bubble, and the 2008-09 real estate financial crisis, and finally the 2020 recession, have all occurred under a Republican presidency. The exception was the 1980-82 recession, which was considered a double-dip recession, started under President Carter but endured into Reagan's presidency. Now, before we get all excited about our political leanings, remind yourself that the economy does not flip a switch when a different party takes over the executive branch. The economy continues to hum along on the first Tuesday of November during an election year and continue along its course no matter which party is in office. And there are questions as to how much the executive branch actually affects the stock market. Also, the majority party in each house, what's their composition? Is it superior management under one party or mismanagement under another? Or could it be tough spending decisions by one party that may improve the economy overall but create some temporary pain? The point that I believe we should take away from all this is to create an investment allocation that fits your needs, not the president's. It may be risky to second-guess the markets because of an election. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Thank you, Don. An interesting story this morning. The governor of Kansas wants to get some leaders from the House and Senate, State House and Senate together and talk about mask enforcement. We've had an outbreak now in some of these smaller counties, and it's been pretty much devastating for some of them. The numbers are getting so... The governor may be looking to try to get people to get a little more strength into making people put on the mask or asking them to. And it's not an uncontroversial question. Masks. National Make a Dog's Day provides an opportunity to give all dogs the best day of their lives. The day not only encourages visits to shelters, but it's also a reminder to animal lovers everywhere to adopt instead of shop for a new pet. Approximately 3.3 million dogs enter shelters in the United States annually, many being relinquished by their owners. And worse still, approximately 35% of the animals that enter shelters are euthanized, 35%. Of course, we interviewed Mark Eby from the Kansas Humane Society on several occasions, and we always talk about this topic. And, you know, these animals are out there, and rather than have them euthanized, we'd like to have somebody come and adopt them if possible.
That'd be great.
And if you have an animal and you are not responsible to have it neutered or spayed, you really should, because you don't want them running around creating more little animals that have to be euthanized. That's the way it works. Got a couple of, at least one feral cat in our neighborhood. It's a little black cat with white paws, and I think somebody down the street is feeding this cat. I will see the cat in the front of our house every now and then, and every time it sees me, it takes off. So it's a neighborhood cat. Somebody's feeding it, but it's not me. I'm not feeding it. And sometimes, people will tell you these are not bad to have around, because they will help control the mouse population in your neighborhood. And as long as they're not spreading any disease, why not? All right, National Dog Day. What did I say? Make a Dog's Day.
Yes.
6:54 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, all the news here at the top of the hour. Big story, Trump and Biden debate tonight. We've got that story on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.